Aleph in the Mishnah. A short and easy Amud.
And for big houses.
Yeah. Shnei kadoyin shayim halchen zeh hazeh. There were two potteries that were going one after another. Meniskala rishayin v'nafal. The first guy tripped and fell. Then Veniskala sheni v'rishayin. The second guy tripped on the first guy. Harishayin chayiv v'niskay sheni. The first guy is chayiv in the hezek of the second person. So again, so there are two people walking with Shisra Abim. One guy tripped and fell. His friend was walking behind him, continued walking and fell right over him.
He was tailgating.
Oh, it doesn't have to be Dafka tailgating. I mean, he was walking.
We're talking about with Kalem?
Yeah.
That's what got hurt.
It could be he got hurt also.
They were walking 100 yards per minute, so guy fell down, didn't get up.
Whatever, it doesn't have to be Dafka tailgating Mamish. I mean, it could be any walking behind him and... We'll see the Gemara if he had time to get it, but didn't have time. What?
The guy
on
the bus. The guy's
on
the bus.
The
guy's
on the bus.
What?
What
do you mean?
The bus
is
behind
him. The guy's on the bus.
What do you mean, on the bus?
The bus driver crashed.
On
the bus.
Oh, we're on the bus. He's Mochiv in it. Yeah, but it's Mochiv. Yeah.
This is the opposite of American law.
Right. This is the opposite of American law. We'll get to that in a minute. So. Zok Gemara, Amar Beichanan. Loi teimim masnisa meihi. You don't have to say that our mish is like a meih de Amar. That we learned earlier that says that niskal pesheya, that the guy that trips is a pesheya. Why? Because you pashas you would say it's a meih. Since the guy tripped, see he and you're telling me in the Mishnah that he's mechuyu for the niskal sheini. So pashas, what's the vat? That means even though he tripped, you would think maybe he's not mechuyu. No, niskal pesheil. He's a pesheya v'chayit. So don't say our Mishnah has to be gone like a Meir, Ela Filler Abanon, even like the Abanon, the Army Onesu. Let's say that he's Aynes, Upater, and he's Pater Hacha Chayiv. Still over here is Chayiv, Shahayu Leilamit, Velo Yamat. Over here we're talking about a case that he should have stood up with Zetzinga in the Mishnah, that he had time to stand up. That means like the Abanon, really he should be Pater. He fell, he was Aynes, what's he supposed to do? But still we say that even though he's Aynes, over his chayiv, what's the pshat? So we're telling him because he had time to stand up and he didn't stand up. The fact that he didn't stand up, that itself is a pesheya.
Second, I didn't have time to see him.
I know. I would think it's the opposite for sure.
So if he has time to get up, the second guy has time to see him also.
Why? What chance?
Yeah, and the same similar question. If he holds niskal pesheya, then the second guy is also pesheya.
No, for whatever reason, he didn't see.
Anyone that falls
that can't
is pesheya. Why is the first guy better?
So what's that?
Why is that an excuse?
One second.
So you have
Karen's different angle.
On both
ends. Right. You want to know what's with the second guy. The first guy in the stand was telling you Peshe and not a Peshe. But what's with the second guy? The second guy is also Peshe. Right? If he
maybe
tripped.
Not.
So why not? Huh?
Because Niskal's Peshe.
No, why don't we say like we said the Karen's
is
all these different
Yeah, but we don't see that. I'm saying it's interesting. No, Havrami's saying very good. Why are you Chayv and Bar?
Why you ever
Yeah. You the guy that tripped is a Peshaya.
So we said there were different types of dogs. Look at
regular case of war?
Yeah. Niska Peshaya.
What do you mean, regular case of
war? The guy that fell in. No, the guy that fell in. I mean, you should have been
looking. The concept of Niska Peshaya only means on the Mazik, not on the Nizik.
We asked that before. We said there were different...
First of all, it's not Shachas, but the person. Anyways, what are you saying?
The term Niska Peshaya only applies to a Mazik, not to a Nizik.
True. But you want to know.
Six times a day. Why are you chayv? Maybe Yitaka didn't see. Maybe whatever. He was behind him. He couldn't stop fast enough.
What does it mean? Niska peshay. What is it in different words? It means bayil aliyuna.
The mazik.
Whoever it was. I mean, bayil aliyuna. That means you're peshay. The fact that you broke. Let's say you broke something while you fell. And I forget someone else tripping on you. If you broke something while you fell, so you chayv. Why? Because you should have looked where you're going. Right.
So to the second guy.
That's your question. So to the second guy should look where he's going. So now, really, you have to say what you're saying. That's what the Shainim is saying. That I mean, obviously, it's talking about somewhat of a case that the guy wasn't aimed on it. You're not meant to see people on the floor in the middle of the road. That means this kind of shay is all with a dagger. Let's say there's a rack, so you should have looked out for a rack. There are things that are normal to be on the road, but something which is abnormal at all, the person should be laying on the floor. That's, you're not a Peshaya.
Like, what's the condition of the mirror? You're carrying things on your head and you're walking up. You didn't see him. Of course,
What do you mean? No, because you would think that maybe the who the, because you're supposed to be looking. You buy a little, okay, we're having a hard time. You buy a little unit. Look all around. Don't just walk into people. You're right. Maybe you shouldn't have been on the floor, but don't walk into people. But that's the chiddush that you still chayiv.
Supposed to look for things, but not people.
Or you think the guy's gonna stand up right away? You're not misbinding. You see a person, you think, oh, that's a joke, or whatever. I mean, second question is right. Fakat. I mean, you see a person, then another. No, but it's normally what you're meant to look out for. You mean once you're looking out? Okay, so let's say
following him, so he should have seen him fall.
And that's what I'm saying. I don't know how close he is.
You're supposed to keep an eye.
No, so it could be talking about like an obvious. I don't know. I mean, any echetim talk upon him. That was saying that you're not meant to look out for such things.
By the way, according to Rameyer,
yeah,
he would be chayv even without, even if he wasn't able to stand up, he'd be chayv because he's a pshay, right?
Yeah,
I'm asking, is that the case? Even yes. If he wouldn't have the even time to stand
yeah,
up,
because
he'd
he should never fell. Right. Nachem by Yitzchak Omer, Afilatayim Elohei Leilamoid. Even if you want to say that he shouldn't stand up, he didn't have time. Hayu Leilahazev. He should have Chach said that.
Watch out.
Warned him. He should have warned him. You know, let's say you're talking about. He didn't have 5 minutes to stand up.
How did he see him? How did he know behind him?
He should make. He starts screaming out. Excuse me, I'm here.
The guy fell. Should yell at the other guy.
Should yell at.
As you know, he's maybe faces ruined.
I understand, but he should scream out. You know, people are walking. He should grab him. There's someone here. There's someone here.
Maybe a brake light is.
Ah. Zogzei zeget. Right. Rabbi Yechonah Makivin Lehay Lelamid Lehay Lehazid the Tarid. Yibichan says a little bit like you're saying, I'm not much like you're saying, Mark, but he's saying, since I didn't have to stand up, why didn't I didn't have time to stand up? Because I'm busy, I'm trying to get my bearings. So therefore, I don't have to scream out also that Lazar.
He's worried about getting up quickly, so.
Yeah, he's busy, he doesn't have time to say out. So now, so the Shaila is, like Naftali is saying, that the Shaila is, what's today's law is a chayr mamash vaked from this mission and this Gemara. Today's law is that the guy that's chayiv is the guy in the back, right? Even though he made a short stop, the guy in front of him made a short stop. It's not going to work.
Yeah, halachically, also
that's where we pass on halachically also.
Why is it shver? I mean, yeah. We established what the requirement is for a driver and a passenger for a driver to do.
You're saying a new thing. You're saying that if we would have said, okay, start looking out for people, then it would work.
Maybe
okay.
People would know that they need to look for that. Today we established that the way motorists travel. You're saying
the was that they didn't. They did that.
If there was no brake light, you would be
fine. Right.
No, that's not true. That's not true. If there's no brake light, that's not true. But no, the reason why you're driving is you're following too close.
Right, exactly.
That's why.
If you're following too close, then you're not. You have to anticipate that it's possible that the guy in front of you could stop.
Right. You buy the unit.
Yeah.
You buy the unit. So that means we switch the law.
If you're distance, then you're not going to get in the trouble.
Even in driver's ed, they say you got to follow X number behind.
Right, I understand. But I'm saying, so again, so if it was Manda Gemara, they would switch and they say, okay, you have to start looking out, then you're saying you'll be chayv. So I'll be pashtis, now that they're mechayv for you to look out, that's it. Or some paiskim want to say that, no, really, you're not mechayv. It's just, din mechazadini, you're mechayv. But really, mitzad, if you would go to Yiddish court, maybe you wouldn't be mechayv. And then some say what Naftali is saying, that the red light, the back light is warning you. So since that's warning you, we just said that Tayyil al-Hazir, and Itaka was Mazir, and since he was Mazir, you're already Mukhayyif. I mean, that much you're Mukhayyif to look out for. Right? So that's why at the end of the day, don't come up with this Gemara and try to pat yourself off. But might see Mukhayyif.
But people in cars can be different, or something. People, we said we don't expect them on the street. Cars are expecting
not to stop.
If someone comes out of his driveway and you hit him, so that even in the machusa you part him. Ah, you hit him.
That's like Ken's obvious that he doesn't belong to Bichon.
What do you mean that? He saw him pulling out. He didn't break in time.
Over there we give it a din like Ken's obvious. So now. So that's what the Paiskim go. I mean, that's this mamash, this gemara for that for the Paiskim that handled the shmuz. If that means if the guy went to Bezdin, if Bezdin should be mechayiv. At the end of the day, what?
A big meaning would be if the brake lights are broken.
Right.
So if it's available
to
you, it doesn't matter.
If it was right. Now the shaila just is like you were saying.
Why can't that be with
that? We shtel davek Allah. No, dinu mechazdin. Right.
No, we shtel davek that you only have to look when there's brake lights. Meaning without that, you aren't warned.
Okay.
Yeah, but what the warrant is irrelevant.
But they were saying, no, you were saying that you have to have a certain amount of feet between
right.
the cars.
Right, and if you don't have that. But that's all al asmach that you're going to, that you'll yeah. notice that he's breaking.
That's your recht to be on Rishus Rabbim. That's what I'm saying. So that's your recht to be. So therefore, at the end of the day, yeah, you can't pat yourself up. Okay, Zok to Gemara. Tanan. Hoye bar kaira rishon bar chavis acher. If the bar kaira, the person with the beams, was first, and the bar chavis was behind him, the person with the barrels, the jugs was behind him. Nishbe al chavis be kaira. If the jugs got broken with the kaira, with the beams, with the guy with the beams, pata. But the im amad bar kaira, that means he rushed up and he banged right into the guy, is pata. The bar kaira is pata, the guy with the beams is pata. Im amad, but if he stopped, if the Balkaya stopped, then he's chayiv. Talk to him about my love. What are we discussing? What type of stop did he stop that the Balchavis walked right into him? Shaman the Katif. He went to pick up, to fix his, to adjust it. It was too heavy on him. It's a normal type of stopping. Shaman the Katif, the Uchu. And still, Viktani chayiv. The Havalela Hazir, you see that we always say, why is he chayiv? He's allowed to stop here. He's just to stop like this in Shusra. This is a normal act of stopping. Still, he's chayiv. Why is he chayiv? Obviously, you see, the Ha'ilel Hazir. He should have been mazir.
But we had Rabbi Yochanan, he said before the Torah, over here, there's no Torah.
Right, so what's wrong with that?
Why is he not Torah? What do you mean? He's busy, he's trying to.
The adjusting is not Torah.
Sure, he's busy.
As soon as he decided to stop, he wasn't Torah. He could have won.
Right. He should have done it in one action. As soon as he stops, he knows he has to look people around him.
No, that's part of it, that he has to, he's just trying to adjust. He's not looking to make a big stop here.
Maybe stopping and adjusting means he put it down for 30 seconds. And that's why it's so similar to what
right, forget. Like Shamad Lafush. The reason why is because he stopped to take a rest, not just to move it. Right, it's Meshunah, and the Shusram is not made for that. Therefore, it's Chayiv. No, so that you're not Mechayiv, that you're allowed to do in Shusram. You're not Mechayiv things that you're allowed to do. You're not a Peshe. You have to be a Peshe.
You're not allowed to stop just to fix it.
You are allowed to stop just to fix it, okay?
You're not allowed to stop to it.
And over here we're discussing a case where you stop to keep it. To rest.
And he's heard of the hazard. Shamad Lafish heard
of the hazard. So now, and then the guy was mazik.
No, but that's part of Shamad Lafish. He should have warned the guy that he's
right. Now he should have done something. So therefore, he's chayiv because he should have never made such a stop. And if he does make such a stop, let him put a.
Why is it that? I'm not saying chayiv Allah hazard. Lafish. Lafish was saying he didn't do the right thing. It makes a difference.
That's what I'm saying, right?
It doesn't make him choose mazik or not.
Yeah, I mean, even if he's mazik, maybe it'd be part of him. Yeah, I'm saying he did something. He was a peshe. It's a man, it's a chayiv. Zok the Gemara, Aval Amad the Cat. Stop to take a rest.
He put this thing down, took a nap, or he stood there because he was tired. What happened?
Anything, whatever it is, but it's not. It's more than the Katif. There's no reach to do that in Shusharam. Do that on the side of the road, not in Shusharam. Aval Amad the Katif.
Either way, it's a Mishnah. But if his mind was to rest, then it's Mishnah.
You could tell the difference. You could tell the difference. If he puts it down like this, or if it goes like this.
The point is what he had in mind.
You could tell. You're not to carry things, so you don't understand. But you could tell.
Okay. So the Mahavel, I'm the captive, my pot, but the Bryce, the Mishnah, they didn't explain it. But we're saying that if it was the captive, his pot, so add the Tony Sefer. If the Sefer says, Vim Amalele Balabais. The Sefer says, if he tells the Baal Bayis, I'm Moed Pater, if he tells the Baal Bayis, stop, don't walk anymore. He's Pater, lift like Velisim B'didom, let's be Mechalik with him it. And let's say, why did the mission just be Mechalik with him it? V'amum K'shamad Lafish. Av Amad L'Katif Pater, why don't we look, you're looking for a case where the guy said to stop, even if he didn't say to stop. If the first person, the Baal Akaya stopped in a certain way, where he was Mutter to stop, he's also Pater. What's that way? Amad L'Katif. He just took it off to remove it, to maneuver it. So why don't we say even better that without talking, without him saying anything, the fact that he stopped in a different oifen, he's potter. So you're right. That's the halacha, but it's coming to teach you the afak of the amud lafosh kika amale the balachavus amay potter. This is what you were saying. You would think that even if it's amud lafosh, any case of amud lafosh, you're chayev. You don't belong. It's just to have him stopping and resting. So even though you put a sign around you and you wake, tell her, you make announcements that you that guy in front of you, that behind you should stop. So you would think you're chayiv. Why should I be pater? You did shalei b'shus. Kamash malan, you're still pater. Since the master, that person walked in, you are pater. Okay? Look at my right.
So what happened?
Yeah, you know, he warned him. Or
you're not chayiv. He warned him, so he's papa. Who's me?
He doesn't have to give a warning.
Oh. Yeah, by the union.
Is it something wrong anyway?
No, but even if he just stops,
the Baal Chavis is telling Kiko Amale the Baal Chavis, Amoid, he tells the Baal Chavis, stop, Pata.
Let's put it this way, you don't want to be involved in an accident,
so. Toshma. Akadarim Vazagagin. Kadarim, the people that sell Kadaris, Vazagagin. That's the people that sell Klishuch as glass. They're going one after another. Niskala Rishon v'nafal. The first person tripped and fell. Niskala Sheni b'Rishon. The second person fell on the first person. V'ashlishi b'Sheni. And then there was a third person that fell on the second person. Rishon chayev b'niske Sheni. The first person's chayev and the second person's hezek. B'Sheni chayev b'niske shlishi. And the second person is chayev and the niske shlishi. Because he fell, the third person fell on the second person, so the second person's chayav. If they all fell because the first person, Rishon chayav and iske kulam. What?
No, directly on it.
The
second person.
Never touch
the second person.
Yeah, lav dafki touch the second person. We're going to see the Gemara. The Gemara is going to explain what happened.
What does this mean?
This is exactly what
you said. What do you mean? If they all fell, even the second guy fell because... The third guy fell because the first guy...
He did. What does it mean?
No, now he fell because the second guy. Now the second guy's on the floor behind him.
So what's and the case of this? How did he fall because of the...
Oh, so maybe... we'll see.
He went into the first guy.
Well, the first guy's leg is still sticking out and he fell right on his legs. Right, so we're going to see the Gemara. The Gemara's going to explain the case. So... V'machmas, Rishon Naflu, Rishon Chai, V'niske Kulon. If each one was Mazer, the one behind him, Pturin. So my lav, what's this case to him? My lav, Shloihei Len Lamed. That it's talking about, they didn't have enough time to stand up, and still, you see that if it's Hu'uru, it's Pturin.
Not like a Be'achana.
Right, not like a Be'achana. Zakh the Gemara, Loi, Shloihei Len Lamed, that there was time enough to stand up, there was enough time to stand up, and still, if they're mazer, that's enough. Hazar is enough. Right? That's like a nacham, that could be like a berachim. Zok tamar avaloya lahem lamed. But if there wasn't enough time, my pata, iachi, if it's so, adatani sefer. In mizru zezeh pata, the sefer that says that if they were mazer each other, is pata, lift the gubisimididam, let the braisa split it within itself. You're looking for a case of pata, find the case of pata itself. The case was that they had time. The case that Yechayev is Shayin and Lamed. Avaloyin and Lamed Pturin. But if they didn't have enough time, they're Pata. So that means Niska Pashay, Niska Lapashay. But Akapanim, why don't we split the Braisa within itself? Akamash Malon. The Afakav, the Hayin and Lamed, even though they had time, Kiyozer Zazep Pturin. Like we just said earlier. Same musik, like we were saying before, lafish. That means even though you were mechuyev to stand up, you had time to stand up, you did it, you're hezek, you're nizik in shusur yavim, you're mazik, sorry, in shusur yavim, still, warning is more than enough. Kaltman, you could have warned,
you
pater.
Why does that help?
What?
You do something shalom b'shus and you warn somebody, why does that help?
Because you have no right to follow me.
Because the next guy's a b'shay.
Yeah, but you're
b'shay. You don't have a right to be there either.
So what?
So you warn somebody that...
So what? Right now, you're b'shev.
I'm saying the person who's there is social labor shift.
True.
To be there.
Terrible thing. So
you walked into him and damaged your stuff.
Yeah. So it's your fault.
He told you not to come.
You
can't hang on him anymore.
Is there a reason why we refer to the first two as Hakadr Vazagan and the third one we don't?
No, Hakadr Vazagan means... That's what these people are.
Right, and the third one's not? What's the Nafkamina?
Oh, also.
No, it could be the first one's Zagan.
Yeah, but we don't know who's who.
No, but Shlishi, we don't mention that he's one of them.
No, that's a Lashon Rabbim. These were the people.
This is
the beginning of the story, yeah.
It says the Hakadron is Rabbim, and Zagan is
Rabbim. Amar Rav.
The basic point is that these are very fragile.
Right.
Well, either one.
Amar Rav. Rishon Chayev Beniske Sheni. The first person is Chayev and the second person's Hezek. Bein beniske gufoi, bein beniske memayna. Side the hezek of the guy's body, side beniske memayna.
If the guy's
body fell, yeah.
No, the basic is the body. Right. Or the
yeah,
is the
that means Reuven, the first guy, his body that the guy tripped on his body or he tripped on his kelim. The second guy is chayv niske shlishi. That's only niske gufa, only if his body was mazik. But not if his kelim are mazik. What's the chiluk? If the person that tripped, the first person was a pesheya, sheini nami lechayv. So let this, and if, that means the fact that he tripped, he's a being by a pesheya. So let the second person also be chayv.
Because he's the same pesheya.
Yeah. Inis galaf pesheya, listen, nami pesheya, for the rishonami lift. What's the chiluk? Zok the gemara rishain vada pesheya. The first guy that tripped is definitely a pesheya. Sheini agufay mechayev, and his guf is mechayev davar leilamid v'lay amad. He should have stood up. He had time to stand up. He should have stood up. And the fact that he didn't stand up, that's why he is chayiv on his body. I'm a minor potter, but on his mama's potter, the amaloi high bira lava nokiri say, this pit, I didn't dig. What does that mean?
It wasn't my fault.
It's not my fault. So therefore, since it's not my fault, that's why I'm potter.
It goes against the whole Gemara we just learned. Either the Havi Luna or not. If you feel he should have looked, then what's enough Kamina?
No, again. Over there we're discussing the person. The person should have gone ahead and stood up. So now he's a Pesheya. Right? So the fact that he didn't stand up, he's a Pesheya.
So now you're being Mechalik what he's Chayavin?
Yeah. And why? That's why... No, it's not what he's Chayavin. What's Mechayav? We're talking about that the second guy...
What he has to pay the third guy?
No. No. We're talking about what was Mazik.
You said, man. Right. Either Mimoyne or...
Right, what was Mazik? Not what he was Mazik.
Oh, what was Mazik?
What was on the floor? So the first guy, say if he fell on the floor, say if his kelim fell on the floor, we tell you that the second guy, that the chayiv depends for the second guy. Because...
No,
because
what I'm
saying, Pesheya,
the board.
Right, what does that mean? Hayel Lamed.
So Niskal's Lav Pesheh, we're saying even if
Niskal's
Lav
Pesheh. Right, exactly. So now, 1 second. So Hayalei Lamed, and even if Niskal Lav Pesheh, it could be Niskal Pesheh.
So why am I Mamayna Pata? Because you can't get it up fast?
No, 1 second. No. Mamayna Yechayiv also. The fact that you're Kelim on the floor, 1 second, we're on the Rishon. The fact that you're Kelim on the floor, that's Mechayiv you, because you fell, you're Kelim on Mazik, it's Mele Yechayiv. Masha'enke in the Sheini's only Chayiv if the guy fell on his body. Because he ayel lamed, but on the kelim he has a teretz to say why the kelim on the floor.
What's the teretz?
That the I didn't pick it up. My fault.
So pick it up.
That's no. We don't say pick it up on
the kelim. Why not?
The kelim.
Why? He's also Niskal Pesheya.
You say you have to pick yourself up, but you don't have to clean.
Because he's the one that fell. He's the mechayev.
We're saying even if it's Niskal Pesheya. We're saying his only problem is ayel lamed. So ayel lamed says kelim should be part of.
No. But here we don't see anything. By the second guy, we see Hayyul Lamed. That's what we see. The first guy could be, I said, Niskal Pesheya. We don't know.
What happened to
the
first
guy? It could be Niskal Pesheya. The first guy tripped.
Right. So why is he at the same time? I tripped on something. He could say the same thing.
No, but
he's... I be alive and not curious. I didn't create that.
No, forget. The first person we tell him, you're the guy that made the problem, Bechlal. You're the guy that fell. You're the guy that's Pesheya. You're out.
So why can't the first guy say the same teretz at the second guy that I tripped on the first guy's kelim?
No.
I tripped, and I didn't create this pit over here, I didn't get this bar. The first guy can say the same thing. I tripped on a rock or whatever I tripped on, and I didn't create this problem.
No. Niskal Pesheya.
So then why didn't I say that? But a second, what's enough kamina?
No. The first guy, we say automatically Niskal Pesheya.
So then the second guy, the whole Gemara is kasha. Niskal Pesheya, the second guy should also be chayv.
No, because like we said, the whole Gemara, that even if you say Niskal Pesheya, but the second guy should have won, the first guy should have won the second guy. So Pshat is the second guy is much lighter than Niskal Pesheya. Like by the Luna for people, whatever it was. However, you were saying the whole time.
So therefore, he doesn't create his own board?
What?
That's Gemara's kasha. In Niskal Pesheya, Sheni
Nami. Right, the Gemara held that. The Gemara held, not. I'm saying the Gemara held that if it's Pesheya. No, because the Gemara doesn't understand. The Gemara agrees that I could say Niskal Pesheya, but the Gemara understands that if you be mechayiv, obviously it's a Pesheya. Once it's a Pesheya, you be mechayiv and everything. The Gemara doesn't understand this concept of 50-50. I mean, this yeah, this not. How could that be?
The Teretz is we're not considering the second guy Pesheya.
Right. The Teretz is we're talking like we learned the whole Amid. We're not considering the second guy Pesheya. Now, Vos, The second guy, the reason why he's chayiv on himself is a new chayiv.
Because he
could have
got up.
Exactly.
And so he doesn't create his own board, is what you're saying. The first guy creates a board, this guy doesn't create a board.
The first guy, right, exists above. The first guy's a peshe. Once he's a peshe, he's chayiv on everything. The second guy, he's not a peshe. The only reason why he's chayiv if he fell on his body is chayiv lamed. I pick up your kelim. Why should I pick up my kelim? I'm going to pick up my kelim. No, it's your fault.
Even if we're supposed to pick up the kelim. So but you're not chayiv, so it's a bar. It's a bar. He's not chayiv for bar.
That's what he said.
No, so
it's a bar. It's not your fault. No.
No,
it's the kelim that he tripped on, not the kelim.
He just leaves his own kelim?
Huh?
He doesn't pick up his
he own says
kelim.
It's not my fault.
So who picks it up?
Maybe he has to, I would say, but he's not, I don't know, it's someone else. Why him? Yeah, the kids said the Risha is Mechoyev. That's what we're saying. Over here, the Risha is Mechoyev because, I mean, we're saying he won't be Chayev because it's not his fault. He
maybe the first one's not Chayev. It brings out from Rashi somewhere that he was Mafker it. And that's why he was, the second one was Mafker the Kalim.
That might be automatic.
And then the first guy maybe is not Chayev.
Okay, yeah, we don't know. We don't know anything about the first guy. Right. We're saying that the second guy is not Mechoyev.
The first guy shouldn't be Chayev.
No, but we're not saying Lamdav.